بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Part of my khutbah yesterday was a hadith. It was narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, where he says, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من مؤمن يدعو الله بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم إلا كان حقا على الله أن يجيبه فيها أو يجيبه لها بمعنى بإحدى ثلاث. قال أن يعجل له فيها أو أن يدخرها له في الآخرة أو أن يصرف عنه من السوء مثلها وفي رواية أن يكفر عنه من ذنبه. This is an amazing hadith. It talks about the ways of how Allah responds to our dua when we deserve to be responded, and there's no obstacle in the face of our dua. He said, Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a decision upon himself that none of us makes a dua, and this dua does not contain any kind of sin or haram thing. I'm not supposed to ask for something against Allah's wish or what Allah loves. In case the dua is permissible and I'm making a dua with something that pleases Allah, Prophet Muhammad says it's like a promise from Allah that he will be responding to my dua in one of three ways. The first one, قَالَ أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ فِيهَا, to hurry up, to accelerate, to heighten, like very quickly, in what I'm asking for, Allah will be responding, as I'm wishing, alhamdulillah. قال, the second one, قَالَ أَوْ أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, to be reserved for him in the hereafter. And hereafter he will come, some of us, maybe many of us, if not all of us, inshallah, and I ask all of us to be from the people of the Jannah, inshallah, will be amazed, will be astonished with the amount of ajr it will be for some of our du'as that were not, responded for. It will be reserved in a shape or in a form of rewards, بإذن الله عز وجل. Now the third one, أو أن يكفر عنه من سيئاته. I forget the hadith in Arabic. شو حكيت والله في رواية بالعربي؟ لا الثالثة. جزاك الله خير. يصرف عنه. جزاك الله خير. قال أو يصرف عنه من الأذى, which means the third one. This is very important. Sometimes I'm making the dua according to Allah's will. He decides which ways. The third one, I make a dua, Allah will not respond to what I'm asking, but with the amount of my sincerity of dua, some kind of harmful things, they were planned to reach to me, they will be removed from my way by the will of Allah because I didn't make the dua. That's why in many cases, many things were about to happen, we will be saved from because of our dua. So don't ever give up from making the dua. It's either or. No way to be a loser with dua, by the way. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be a true believer and to trust in this way. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.